Media Literate Sandwich is a Pod Bros exclusive.
Hey, Pod Bros also has the Patreon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check it out. Today on Media Literate Sandwich, we talk about those things that you might have bought years ago trying to get into a business, like maybe an old camera or exercise equipment or a super cheap drone. Welcome to episode
29
of Media Literate Sandwich. With me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com
and William from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
And of course, I'm Scotty Maiali, better known as Toden, from YouTube.com/ToadenK and Toden.com. So today we're talking, you're holding exercise equipment.
Yeah, there's a reason why, and it's all based upon what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, what's that?
Things that we go out and buy and never use. That's one that's all part of the topic there, our ventures.
Yeah, that is a lot of exercise equipment. And also there's a lot of like hobbies we think we're going to pick up. And I know for me, I've been circling around the video and audio hobbies for a very long time before I was able to dive in. And even when I dive in, sometimes there's things that I bought that I've later regretted. I probably should have returned, but didn't always do that.
The dreaded receipts. Deadline. Oh no, I can't take that $800 item back.
Yeah, sometimes it's receipts. Sometimes it's like, I'll probably end up using this in the future. And sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Most of the time you don't.
William, you want to share a story?
Yeah, I have several pieces of electronics in my basement. I was going to do an electronic series on my basic computer help. Started 2 years ago. Still haven't done it.
What was it going to be about?
Well, I have a couple Raspberry Pis, countless Arduinos, several different pieces.
Now, when you say Raspberry Pi, those little computers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not talking about a pastry that's been sitting in the basement for 2 years.
I have a Raspberry Pi type computer sitting underneath my video camera, actually, right now.
Wow.
Hey, we use it sometimes, too.
We do.
Not often. I think we used it maybe a total of 8 times. Sitting here.
That's more than I've used mine. So
I put a teleprompter on it. We have a little screen. I'll put it up on there. Speaking of technology, I have a few items I bought thinking I'm going to, I need to learn something like drone. Drone technology is huge right now. So I went ahead and I bought some really cheap things thinking, hey, maybe I won't use it or maybe it'll at least get me started off. Right now, Mark is holding one of the super tiny like toy drones I bought. It was a thing off of, I believe, Indiegogo. I know I didn't spend too much money on it. However, as soon as it took off, it started hitting stuff and broke some of the propellers on it. The camera's not that great. In fact, I couldn't get, one of the things that wouldn't work on that is I couldn't fly it and record at the same time for some reason.
Oh, what's the use of a drone if it can't fly and record at the same time?
Those are also issues with, Kickstarters and Indiegogos. Not saying that they're all like that, because I've had some great success stories off of them. So don't get me wrong, but there's also things that don't always go right with them.
See, but a lot of people, they go out and get drones thinking it's going to be so easy. I'm going to buy this drone and I'm going to fly it and I'm going to become the master of the sky. But once you start to learn that it's a very touchy gadget, that separates all the wannabes from the people who want to dig in and practice with it. Because I ended up getting a drone for Christmas, and I started off with a small one. It takes a lot of practice.
You're not
like hitting people in the head or dive bombing or smashing it up.
And it's people that have so much trouble with it is the reason we now have to register all of our drones with the, I think it's FAA or something.
From what I understand, they are getting better and... But there are official licensed drone operators, and they make good money because of things like that. So I see why people buy them. Like, I'm wanting to get really good at it and start doing things. And passions sometimes fade, or it's harder than what you think. Or I have a couple really old cameras here, actual film cameras. I got the one you're holding right now, I got super, super cheap off of eBay. And then I realized why they're so cheap now, because they don't make film for it anymore. So I couldn't even play with it. One of these days, I'm going to make it into a lamp or something.
Dude, this is an 8mm. We're talking like the days of King Kong, man. The first King Kong movie.
They make them now.
1933.
Oh, they started making them again?
Yeah, they started making eight. Well, I don't know if it's for that exactly, but I think there's a Kodak came out with a...
I don't believe it's 8mm film, though. I believe it's something else. I could be wrong. Please
correct me. I know it was an older film standard, and they're bringing it back.
Yeah, but I don't think it's 8mm.
Yeah, see, there. Okay. Yeah, it's 8. There you go. No, I don't know. Wait. Let me look at this here a second.
Carl can correct me. Our good listener and watcher, Carl, actually brought up the subject of buying things and not using them, or just that career path didn't work at that moment.
Right.
So a lot of props to him. Yeah, I kind of use it as a candy dish every once in a while.
Dude, this is a 16mm. This is
that's 8. The other one's a 16.
No. I can tell you right offhand. You pull it out.
Tech Corner with Mark. The video show is very different than the auto show.
Exactly.
This is a 16.
Then why does it say 8mm on it?
Regular on the front of the regular camera. 8mm thinner than this. This is a 16. And we're over here talking about film.
Unless it got
adapted stuff.
Before it
maybe.
Got sold.
I swear on
I'm not
the
sure,
camera
though.
Actually says 8.
That's because it holds eight seconds worth of film. That's what it means.
Let me see that.
So we're over here and all of a sudden talking about old school technology. But yeah, you go and you buy things.
Millimeter.
You buy eight things millimeter. That you never think you're going to use. And that brings me to another subject here. When I bought that 16mm film camera years ago, thinking I was going to
now that's
films.
16 right there.
No.
That one
this
is
16. Super 8. This is Super 8.
Oh, that's Super 8?
That's
I thought
Super
that was 8. 16.
No. It's Super 8.
You were right. I was wrong. It's Super 8 that they're coming back out with.
It says
sorry.
Super 8. But, you know, we're over here talking about things that we buy and we're never going to use.
That one came with a microphone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought, honestly, that I went out for $300. I thought it was the biggest steal in the world. I was going to buy the 16mm film camera, a Bolax, okay? You could create animations with it. And I thought it was going to be the greatest thing. I'm going to use it forever. Used it once.
A little clay animation, though? Did at least...
Or
was it just a test?
It was a test. It was a test film. And then when you realize that you're spending $25 on a little 3-minute roll of film and then $25 on developing, that kind of money will run you up real quick.
You know, yeah, sometimes that happens. And other times, I'm going to grab another camera here. Again, the video show is very different from the audio show. All we're doing is pretty much handling weird things on the table. But I'm holding a very small camera, a cheap camera. It was sold as a toy camera for kids. And when I first started doing YouTube in 2005 or 2006, had been 2006, I wanted a new camera because my other one was having issues. And I want something that was easily digital that I can go right into whatever computer I had at the time.
All right.
And this was highly recommended. And there was actually a newer model out, and they said this model was better. And so my first few videos, which may not even be up on the YouTube channel anymore, were made with this tiny little toy. And I can't even find a name brand on it. I don't even know what this is called. Apparently there used to be a sticker on that ripped off.
So you bought this...
Aiptek, A-I-P-T-E-K, Duo V26. Was that Fold 26?
So then you bought this video camera, which is marketed towards kids, and it actually had a good good picture for the amount of time that you used
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, the audio was like, you'd hear like ticks and stuff like that, but the video wasn't bad. For the time, I mean, it wasn't bad. And this cheap thing... you know, outlived other things that cost more money. I have a couple microphones on the table that were kind of just, it might have been worth something at one point, but they weren't To me, they weren't really usable.
I mean, who'd have figured that Barbie cam would give you state-of-the-art video for a short amount of time in history? I mean, really.
Oh, well, I hear the Barbie was good.
There was that Mattel, was it the Mattel camera or something like that?
Oh, man. Yeah.
It had its own format. It would record video on cassettes.
Wow.
Yes. And yes. My sister had one.
Oh, find it. Those go huge on eBay.
Yeah, I don't think we have it anymore.
People still, like, crave that thing. I was at one of the screenings I was at for when I used to do 48-hour contests. When the guys, you know, had his video camera on, and he had it in that case. And he was stopped over and over again. It's like, please say you got that toy. And like, no, it's just a great case. I have the toy, but I'm using the case.
Yeah, I definitely have to look, but I don't think I have that no more. So,
yeah.
Who would have thunk, you know? You find some of the greatest technology in the oddest places. But then again, back to technology that we buy and dunk in the basement. I went out and I bought an $800 video camera. Never used it because the TV station that I was working through just stepped out and said, hey, we have this great camera. You can sign out for nothing since you work here with us. And that's it. Never saw the camera that I bought ever again after that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I remember buying editing equipment, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps.
Oh, right.
I bought some editing software thing. Oh, yeah, this should run on my laptop. No problem. I should be able to hook this, you know, get this video off of this camera, put it on there. Even though the laptop I had met the specs, and we're talking 2003 year, it would constantly shut down the entire laptop. I couldn't do nothing with it. The program was too much. The entire laptop just kept shutting down.
Oh, man, you're telling me stories that kind of revive the old days when people go out and use Pinnacle Studios. Did anybody ever use Pinnacle Studios?
Oh, my God, I had Pinnacle Studios.
Oh, man, it was hate, love, hate with that thing.
I don't remember what it was I had. I don't think it was Pinnacle, though. I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, I had Pinnacle Studios.
Oh, man, that was like back in the 90s, you know?
Oh, I had it in early 2000s. It was still around.
We keep telling these horror stories, but we still kept to it. We still did something.
Okay, well.
You know, other people hit these horror stories, and it's just a big...
They just go, done.
Well,
I'm done.
I talked about the camera that I never used. It was some sort of JVC camera that I bought for $800. You know, they gave me the smooth sales story at a chain that no longer exists. You know, I mean, has that ever happened to you, William? You know, you bought something, three digits of money down the drain and...
Four digits.
Whoa, do tell.
Yeah, it was, what was it? Well, actually, it was a laptop that had features that I never was going to use.
All right.
And performance-wise, I probably would have gotten away with a $500 laptop. Oh, yeah.
But why'd you spend like $5,000 on a laptop?
Like a little over $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sold me on it. It had all this cool bells and whistles stuff.
I have so many of these things. I just look out of the corner of the eye and I see another thing that I bought.
All right.
I only used it a handful of times, but I found other uses for it. What I'm holding is a super, super cheap Audio-Technica wireless microphone.
Oh, those things are actually, they're actually good. Audio-Technica is a great brand.
Right, and they are a great brand, but some of their things don't, you know, every once in a while you have a model that doesn't work as well as you think. Like, it used to be fantastic, and I actually was able to make other microphones. Like, I would take an XLR to mini jack, and then I would have a wireless mic system even for my current camera. Now there's some line noise on it, unfortunately, so I don't know how that happened. But if you go back, I've actually used this system on many, you know, not many videos, but certain videos in time past. But you could do that too. I mean, sometimes you buy something and you're like, oh, I don't know how to use it now, but you can convert it to other things. I used to do that. I used to buy things for pieces, especially used at garage sales.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So you're a piecer.
I used to do that, but you know how, you know, for every piece that I've used, there's like five pieces I didn't use and just went into a big thing of wires.
What's the craziest thing you've built from pieces, Toad?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I'm not, you know... I'm not a good, like, I don't actually build machines. What I do is I basically rig things together and make connectors.
All right, so, jerry rigging.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, with the subject of things that we've thrown in the basement, never used again, there was a time when I was going to animate the old-fashioned way. That was pick up the big selection of inks and then the acetate.
The animated cell blocks.
Yes, yes. Ooh. And then the plastic cells and the whole nine yards. And I blew 3 digits on all the supplies. And I was about ready to start into it. And the next thing you know, I get a call from someone saying, hey, we need you to intern at this place that has this computer and that computer. And the instant I sat down, it had a program on there for animation. And you can bet yourself, Buster, that I forgot all about those plastic cells and inks. And, man. Yeah, that's, technology took over, you know.
As it does.
What was the first thing you remember buying for your love of creativity? But and not being more, something more than just paper and pencil and pens. Something more than what you pick up at like, let's say, your neighborhood drugstore.
Okay, you're talking about something like a camera.
Right.
Okay.
Even though you can't pick up your drugstore, but not what I mean.
No. See, back when I lived in the old boonies of West Virginia, I wanted a special Super 8 camera that you could film animation with. And that was the first thing that I bought. Now, unlike throwing something in the basement and saying I'll never use it again, I used the heck out of my Bell and Howell Super 8 camera.
William?
The first thing. I don't remember the model number, but it was a Kodak camera. It ran on 35mm film.
Okay.
I remember I did a lot of lawns just to afford that. I got that when I was 10, though.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I remember, I remember when the Talk Boys came out. I really wanted something I could record my voice on and everything like that. But what I really remember getting and buying was at a flea market. I got old CB radio.
Oh, man.
And antenna stuff from a flea market. I never could hook it up, and then eventually someone stole it from me. But, you know, what of mine back then is like, you know, the internet's come up. I wonder if I could still get a crowd
with a CD.
I mean, talk about your low-budget podcasts.
Oh, yes.
All right. So let's go ahead and recap. You know, we've all went through this. We all think that there's something where, you know, we buy something with the best of intentions or trying to get into something, trying to learn something, and passions change. But when you come across that, you know, 10 years later, and if it's actually worth something, sometimes you go, oh, man. And other times you go, I remember this. Maybe I can use it for something. Maybe I can't. Maybe I can. Maybe I'll make a nice doorstop. I don't know. But don't give up.
Use it as a centerpiece in your living room or something.
You know,
right. Turn it into a lamp, which I might do with an 8mm. Turn into a lamp.
I mean, heck, if you love it, go for it. Why not? I have a double neck guitar that's awesome. It's out of this world. But looking back on all the music that I've played, you know, or been in bands or, you know, played live, I've only used that awesome double neck guitar maybe all of maybe 7 or 8 times.
Yeah, don't give up on your passion. We've all been through it, but we stuck to it and we're doing different, you know, we're doing the things maybe a little bit different than we originally thought, but we're doing the things.
Oh, we got to dedicate the show to Carl out there. Your posts have inspired us to.
Yes, Carl posted great questions and this topic came from him in our group, Media Layer Sandwich. The group isn't just about our podcast. It's about anything media related.
Oh,
we know there's people in the group that don't listen to us or watch, and we're fine with that. We don't even care if you don't even know what this podcast is. If you know someone that is looking for a community of creators, it's a great place.
Definitely is. I'm in it all the time.
Yeah. So thank you for watching. Again, with me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com. Muchas gracias.
always, always.
Oh, allaboutwilliam.com.
And I'm Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You can find us on MediaLayerSandwich.com. You can also find us on Pod Bros. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks.